The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra Daf Kuf Nun Dalad Omer Aleph teaches us a story. Maisa b'Bnei Barak. There was an incident that happened in Bnei Barak. Ba'adam echad shemacha b'nechsei aviv. There was a person who had inherited properties from his father, and he sold those properties. And then umeis, and he passed away. And now, Ubo b'nei mishpacha v'iriru, Loimer, his family, the yarshim of this person who had sold the properties of b'nei Barak, came saying, katan hay b'shas misa. He was a katan when he passed away, and therefore he was certainly a katan when he had sold those properties, and the sale done by a katan is not a valid sale. Bava Shaula Rabbi Kiva, and they came and asked Rabbi Kiva Malavatkai. And the way to understand this Gemara is there was no question how old he was. He was certainly over 13 years old. He was certainly over bar mitzvah. But we know that in order to be considered a gadol, it's not just enough that you should be above bar mitzvah, you should be above 13 years old. You also have to bring simonim. And if simonim aren't there, then you're not considered a gadol in the eyes of halacha. And even though, as Tosfos points out, we have a klal of chazaka derava, that we could rely that if a child is 13 years old, he must have brought simonim as well. So as the Paiskim point out, here we can't rely on that for two reasons. Number one is we don't rely on a chazaka derava when it's a doraisa, and that's the reason why a boy who is just bar mitzvah, for example, should not be the bal kairei for parsha zachar, with a zachiv doraisa, and a person, unless we know for sure he's a gadol, should not be used. Or some mepharshim suggest that what happened over here was that we had known that this child, that this person had not brought simonim even after his bar mitzvah. And then he sold these properties and died. And therefore here there was a reisa. Here we knew that this child wasn't your typical child, because this child we knew had not brought simonim where most children had brought simonim. Another approach that the Mepharshim take to this question is that even if you want to rely on the chazaka derava, that a person that we could assume that if a person is bar mitzvah, he had brought the simonim, that's only in a situation where we have no other option. But here we could have been baidik. And that's why they asked Rabbi Kiva, v'sholos Rabbi Kiva ma'al avotkoi. They wanted to do an examination to see if this child, do examination, take him out of his grave, and do an examination if he had brought the simonim. Omelhem, to which Rabbi Kiva responded, iyatim rishoyim l'navloi. You have no right to do that. There's an isser of nivel ames, v'oid, simonim asuim l'shtanis lachamisa. You can't bring a raya for simonim after death, because the body changes, and perhaps even if there were no simonim, even if there were simonim, the best pshat that I learned, that I understand this Gemara is as follows. The halacha is that simonim do not necessarily have to be 2 hairs. Simonim could be gumas, pores from where hairs grow. And what happened over here was that there was a concern that after death, those holes can form, even though he's
not alive anymore. And therefore, we can't know when those holes formed that they should be a raya if he was or wasn't a godel when he made that sale. Furthermore, it has to be that they were doing the bedikah probably right after the death. But here we see that Rekiva did not allow them to go through this procedure of doing the bedikah, because we can't do a bedikah. We can't do a bedikah because of Nivel Hames. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his sefer Goyone Hashas, says, from where does the Isser of Nivel Hames come? So he says two sources. The Torah HaKadosha says that if somebody is killed by Beis Din, he's put up to be hung. Says the Torah, Loisolin Nivlosoi Alaich. There's an Isser to let his body hang. Why? Because it represents Nivel Hames. He gives another reason why Nivel Hames is Osir. He says, because there's a Chiyuv Kfura. We have a Chiyuv that a mace should be buried. And if we're going to be doing procedures on a mace, we're being mevatel that burial. Ask the Achroinim, then why doesn't the Gemara give another explanation why we may not be baidik in a mace? And that the Gemara should have given the reason of Cherdes Hadin. When we take a mace out of his kever, he is seized with a fear that maybe they're going to take him back to the din nifnei the kisa kovid. And there are rayas why Cherdes Hadin, where we see Cherdes Hadin is Asur. The story in Nach, when Shaul brought up the ruach of Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Lama higar stani lahalois oisi. The pasuk says, and Eiv, yoshanti oz yenuachli. So Mepharshim ask, why does an Al Gemara mention that factor about Cherdes Hadin? So the Chavis Yoyer brings a tshuva from Reb David Oppenheimer that says that here we were talking about a cotton. Cherdes Hadin is only by a godel. And in fact, as we're going to see on the Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun Hey, in Shemayim, the din v'cheshbon is only at the age of 20. And here, clearly this individual who had sold this property in Bnei Brak was under 20 years old, and therefore there's no concept of Cherdes Hadin. Another explanation is given by the Shaul Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Gimel, that Cherdes Hadin only is applicable when you take the nifter out of the grave. But in a situation where he was going to remain in his grave, which was the situation of our Gemara, there is no concept of Cherdes Hadin. However, the Chacham Tzvi, and so too does the Chacham Tzvi say, that if the nifter is not going to be taken out of his grave, then there is no concept of Cherdes Hadin. The Gemara continues on Daf Kuf Nun Dalid Amud Beis and says that when we speak here about, the Gemara goes into a discussion, who exactly wanted to be Boidikim? Was it the Lekuchis? Were the people who bought the property trying to prove that when the property was sold to them by this individual, he was already a godel? Or was it his family who wanted to prove that he was a cotton? So the Gemara says, Hach nami mistabru, that it makes sense to say that it was actually a situation where the purchasers of the property had already received the property. The purchasers of the property had already received the property, and it was the family who was trying to do this bedika to prove that he was a cotton when he made the sale. And the Gemara says, what's the raya? Hach nami mistabra, mida kamalei ihu, iat rishoyim nal avloi. They were told, Rabbi Kiva told them, you're not allowed to treat the mace disrespectfully. Vishtiku, and they remained silent. So says the Gemara, I amrit b'shlomo b'nei mishpacha kam ari, that it was the family that wanted to take him out to prove that he was a cotton. And Rabbi Kiva told him, don't, mishim hachi yishtiku. That's why they remained silent. Eli Amrit, if we're going to suggest, says the Gemara, l'kuchas kama'ari, that it was the people who had purchased the property that wanted to take him out, Amrei shtiku, why would they be quiet? Lemelu, why shouldn't they be able to say, anan zuzu yavinalei, we paid for this property, we want the property, I nivel hames, linvel v'ninvel. So the Gemara here is differentiating between the kroivim, who would not have accepted Nivel Hames versus other people. And there's two explanations why there's a difference between Kroivim and other people. One shot is that the purchasers of this property had spent money to purchase the property. They wanted their property. And therefore they said that they should have a right to be bonded the mace to know who really owns this property. The Kroivim, as we explained at the beginning of the shiur, were Yorshim of this property. By being Yorshim of this property, they didn't spend any money on this property. They wanted to claim that this property belongs to them because they inherited it from this person who had sold it. There's a very big difference, explaining the Mefarshim, explained to Rishonim in explaining this Gemara, between somebody who spent money and wants not to lose his money versus somebody who just wants to make Yerusha, which he didn't spend money on. That's one approach that Rishonim suggests. Another approach that Rishonim suggests, it is a difference between family and people who are not family. A family has more of an obligation to respect the covenant of the nifter, and therefore they should not be quick to have the body checked, examined. The other people, the purchasers, weren't family, they don't have that level of closeness. And along these lines, there's a tshuva, in the Shalos Tshuvos Chavos Yoyer, Simen Kuf Lamates. The issue there is regarding a Jew who was a ganef, who was caught and was hung. And the government, in those days it wasn't the type of government as we live in now, demanded a huge amount of money to allow him to be taken to Kever Yisrael. And the question that the Chavos Yoyer was asked, are we obligated to spend that money to bring him to Kever Yisrael? Because as we learn in our Gemara, there's a real concept of Nivel Hames. So first he wants to suggest that Nivel Hames, or the Indian that you have to bring a Yisrael to Kever Yisrael, is only in a situation where there's nothing standing in the way. He quotes a Or Zerua and a Hagos Oshri with a situation that came in front of Rabbeinu Tam. Reuven owed a lot of money to Shimon, and Reuven died.
And Shimon apparently had that authority. And he said, I don't want to allow Reuven to come to Kever until the money I'm owed is paid to me. Rabbeinu Simcha said that Shimon had a right to do so, and Rabbeinu Tam agreed to what was said. Only, says Rabbeinu Tam, if Shimon was a relative of Reuven, then, as we discussed a moment ago, there's a difference when it comes to Kavod HaMeis between people who are relatives and others. However, the Chavos Yoar does conclude that if, going back to the shaila that he's discussing, where the government is ready to take money to allow him to be buried, everybody, the Yorshim, have an obligation to spend the money of the Yerusha for that purpose. And if he doesn't have money, or he doesn't have Yorshim, then Klal Yisrael has the obligation to do what they can to bring this person to Kever Yisrael. The Divrei Chaim in Yoredei Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Dalet takes even a stronger approach. And he says, all of Klal Yisrael, under all circumstances, have to see to it that this person come to Kever Yisrael.